You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. For about as long as Battle Creek has been a city, newcomers have wondered how it got its name. But even if you know about the historical skirmish between surveying settlers and Native Americans, you might still be surprised by what you find on the stairs in Battle Creek City Hall.
We are on the main staircase between the second and third floor of City Hall. And this is one of the stained glass windows on the way up. And we also have pictures of our past mayors in this hallway. And we have our original seal in stained glass.
City Communications Specialist Jessica Vanderkolk motions toward the old city seal, dedicated in the early 1900s. The background is beautiful. You can see two branches of the Kalamazoo River coming together, framed by birds and trees. But in the foreground,
What the seal shows is a surveyor clubbing a Native American.
Or at least he's about to club a Native American with a rifle. The man being attacked has his arms up in defense.
So just that act of violence alone, I think, was probably the root of a lot of the controversy over using that as our official seal.
In 1981, the city adopted a new seal to place on promotional things, like city vehicles, business cards, and press releases. It shows the faces of a Native American and a surveyor, but that's it. But according to Vanderkolk, that's not the real city seal. The official seal hasn't changed, and it's still used today.
We use them on our certificates of election inspectors and any other documents that request the official city seal or require an official city seal. It's still used. We still have the stamps that press it into the paper. It is hard to tell how exactly the depiction looks when you see the stamp, especially if it's on white paper. You know, it's just kind of hard to see the detail, but it is still the original seal.
Vanderkolk says the way the 1981 resolution was worded, the new emblem was never intended to replace the old seal. Joe Schwartz is an ear, nose, and throat doctor in Battle Creek. He's also a former city mayor, state senator, and U.S. congressman. Schwartz was serving on the Battle Creek City Commission when it adopted the new logo.
I don't think we even thought about cultural tensions at that point. I mean, the seal was superannuated. It was outdated. Even though the piece of stained glass that's in the city hall is quite colorful, and we thought, well, you know, this is an outdated city seal. We can do something that has a little bit more pizzazz, and we did.
Schwartz says though the old seal certainly is historic, being more than 100 years old, the scene it depicts might not be accurate. According to an article by Battle Creek historian Jane Ratner, the accounts of that skirmish are so different from one another that it's hard to say what happened. Schwartz says it's possible there might not have been a skirmish at all. He says one thing's for sure, to say it was a battle is an exaggeration.
There may have been words exchanged and a fistfight and a few things thrown, but that's it. Nobody was shot, nobody was stabbed, nobody was killed, nobody was injured. But I think they were trying to find a name for the area.
And Battle Creek sounds arguably more dramatic than Fistfight Creek. Despite this, Schwartz says the seal does represent the relationship between Native Americans and settlers at that time.
I think you just take the old seal and say, that was our old seal. It's a more than 100-year-old stained glass depiction of something that took place in the late 1820s. That's history.
Albeit a dubious depiction of a troubling part of American history embossed on the city's official documents. But Jessica Vanderkolk says unless you work for the city, you would likely never know that the 1981 logo wasn't the official seal.
Most of the time that's what our residents see, because that's how we represent the city in a lot of ways now. They would only see the original seal if they see it in our stained glass or on certain official documents.
You can see pictures of the official Battle Creek City Seal and the 1981 emblem on our website. We attempted to contact officials from the Nottawaseppe Huron Band of the Potawatomi for this story, but they declined to comment at this time. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.